As Christians, we face an ongoing frustration in that we seek to know the unknowable. We want to understand God's ways, and yet God himself has said, "My ways are not your ways. My ways are beyond your finding out." When God was ready to bring the nation of Israel to the apex of its power, he chose an unlikely person to lead the chosen people to glory. From the house of Jesse in the city of Bethlehem, he selected the youngest son, a boy named David, whose only qualifications were that he was a shepherd, who loved God and reveled in his greatness as it is revealed in nature. When God raised a mighty army to follow David, he gathered those who were distressed, in debt, discontented. These unlikely soldiers became David's mighty men, and God led them in remarkable victories. When Jesus came to turn the world upside down by bringing the message of God's love to all people, he chose unlikely disciples. Of the 12 men he had gathered around him, most were fishermen. One was a hated publican. And these certainly are not the kind of men the average person would have chosen for the task. To make an impact on our society, God often chooses the foolish things and the simple people of the world to confound the wise. He chooses weak things and humble people to confound the mighty. We've seen this as God has raised pastors to shepherd Calvary Chapel churches with thousands of members. God did not seem to look for the Phi Beta Kappa alumni from Yale or Harvard. He chose not to look for the magna cum laude graduates with impressive resumes. Instead, God chose people such as a Mexican street fighter who dropped out of high school, a hippie whose mind was blown on drugs, a drug dealer who was into sorcery, a motorcycle gang member, and these are his chosen leaders to build his churches in the Calvary Chapel movement. God has used many such unlikely leaders to overturn the worn-out traditions. In these pages, you will read the incredible, almost unbelievable accounts of men with varied, wild, and even satanic backgrounds who have one thing in common. They were touched by the grace of God. And now they are being used to touch thousands of lives. And as you read, you will no doubt wonder how these men, who for the most part had no formal education for the ministry, were able to go out and build churches that range in size from a few thousand to over 10,000 members. What are the common factors? What did they learn that enabled them to experience such phenomenal success in the Christian ministry? The stories you read here are only a sampling of scores of others that we have seen in our church over the years, but they are uniquely representative of the transforming work of the Spirit of God. We are convinced that the concepts the Lord has taught us in 40 years of ministry are transferable to others. If followed, these principles can help build strong churches all over the country. In the book of Acts, we read that at the birth of the church, 3,000 souls came to Christ on the very first day. Then the Lord continued to add daily such as should be saved. When the church becomes what God intends, he will accomplish through the church what he has always desired to do. Through the power of his grace, we will bring in a harvest of souls that can only humble our loftiest plans. Indeed, his ways are not our ways. He desires to bless us if we will only but hear his voice.